Someone has said, the hurrier that I go, the behinder I get. Someone else described these days as hurry, worry, bury. But friend of mine, I'd like to tell you that the answer to all of this rush is found in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. Someone immediately says, well, I'd like to be a Christian, but there's so much that one has to give up. Let me suggest to you some of the things that you do give up and what you receive in replace of them. First of all, you give up filthy rags. What do you mean by that? Well, let me tell you. You give up filthy rags, and for them you receive a righteous robe. For we read from Isaiah, we are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. Surely, friend of mine, you're willing to turn to the Lord Jesus and give up the filthy rags of self-righteousness for the righteous robe of the Lord Jesus Christ. Two, you have to give up vileness, and for it you receive virtue. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So wrote Job and Peter. Yes, friend of mine, you have to give up filthy rags, but God replaces it with his own robe of righteousness. You give up your own vileness and sin, but God gives you virtue. You have to give up poverty, but when poverty is surrendered at the foot of the cross, he gives you prosperity. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased in good, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. For ye know not the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet, friend of mine, for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. We read those verses from Revelation and also from 2 Corinthians. Friend of mine, there are many other things you have to give up. Perplexity to get peace. Sin for salvation. The judgment of God's wrath to come for his justification. You give up serving Satan for the Son of God, who is your Savior, once you have been born again. You give up death and destruction and take deliverance from hell instead. You give up hell and look forward by the grace of God to a home in heaven. What will it be, friend of mine? Christ or eternal chaos? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Scripture says, thou shalt be saved. Do it today for his name's sake, for your soul's sake. May the Lord bless you.